This episode of the NFL Weekly Drive is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on the likelihood to occur. The more points the selection is worth, the riskier it is. Bet on your favorite players or players you would think will have an exceptional game from across the National Football League. Keep checking those prize pools where they have crazy amount of competitions going on. You can win a lot of points off of those and win tons of money every single week. So go ahead, download the app or visit ThriveFantasy.com or go to the bottom of our page for the link. Use promo code BenchBros and receive a $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. That's promo code BenchBros to receive a $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more.
Man. My way and watch out as I come through. Busting in your line, cracking helmets in. Two. I bring the pain, so what you gon' do? Stand there and just get shook out ya. So clean out your locker, I'm out to get ya. Cause I just popped ya. You can't take the pressure. You might as well quit cause you just can't last. Mad at 2000, put your face in the grass. And your pride in the dirt, so put on a skirt. If you come on the field and don't wanna get hurt, just bruised and beaten, all black and blue. And it's been like that since Madden 92. You better come harder than hard, rougher than rough. Blah. Put up your guard, get ready to crush. Blah. What you want? The rock in the palm of my hand. What you got? I got John Madden.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the NFL Weekly Drive. We're in week 15, and as we're recording, there's two games going on right now. They're the COVID games between Washington and Philadelphia, and the Seahawks and the Rams. Both games tied up at halftime. And crazy week for week 15, a lot of COVID stuff happening. So we saw a lot of guys that we don't know off the street playing in games. And then we saw some crazy upsets and playoff pushes live, man. I'm Wes. Brandon's here. Brandon, what's going on, dude?
What up? COVID is spiking every sport right now.
I know. NHL just shut down.
Makes me sad, man. Just, I don't know.
This is not what we need before the holiday break.
Nah, for sure. For sure it's not, but quick stat. Von Miller finally got his first sack as a Ram.
Yeah, there we go. Is anyone watching that game?
I don't know if anybody's watching it, but the only game I could watch right now is the Eagles and Redskins.
Yeah. That's the one I'm watching right now.
Yeah, that's the only one I can get.
I feel like Garrett Gilbert played against them last year when he was with Dallas.
Who?
The QB for Washington right now, Garrett Gilbert.
Oh, my God.
I feel like he was with Dallas's guy.
I don't care. Is that their, that's their third string guy? Never. I didn't even know who he was.
He played at Baylor. I remember him in college. But, like, in the NFL, I think he was at Dallas for a little bit. But, I mean, who knows? But yeah, I mean, just like right before the break, how crazy is this that like the Browns got their game pushed back to Monday and then they got to do a quick turnaround and play on Christmas Day against Green Bay on Saturday.
That's tough. And they took a tough loss to the Raiders
with all their practice squad guys out there.
Yeah. I think who was the starting quarterback for the Browns? Nick Mullins.
Yeah. Who didn't play terrible.
I mean, I still think they should have beat the Raiders.
Right, absolutely. The Raiders stink.
Bad.
But, like, the Raiders, some of these teams, like the Eagles and the Raiders, were pissed off that they got the games pushed back, and then they started dealing with some COVID issues as well. And they're like, well, shit, we got to deal with this. I mean, are you going to push our game back? It just comes down to it. It's just, like, you got to get the games kicked off by Tuesday, I think. But, like, that sucks for Cleveland, that quick turnaround after a tough loss like that. But, like, they should get all the guys rested. They didn't play in the game, so they should be good to go besides Nick Chubb.
Get them rested. Cleveland is still in the playoff push.
I feel like everyone in the AFC is still in the playoff push.
Yeah, so they still need their starters. Unlike the Buccaneers, who lost two starting receivers this week, Chris Godwin's probably out for the season.
Yeah, he's out for the year. He tore his ACL.
Yeah, so... But as far as the Browns go, they have a tight race ahead of them. So they definitely need all their healthy guys back on the field for the last few weeks.
All right, what game do you want to start with, just talking off the top?
Well, definitely not the Giants game, because I don't like talking about Giants games.
No, although free medium sodas for season ticket holders, that didn't do anything. It was like all Cowboys fans there.
That's great. Free medium sodas. That'll bring everybody in. I guess we could start with the Chiefs-Chargers game, since I lost $20 in a bet.
Well, I did it too. I bet on the Chargers, the idiot that I am.
Yeah, you know, now the Chiefs want to show up, and Patrick Mahomes wants to throw 3 or 4 touchdowns a game and almost 400 yards.
Well, he sucked the first 3 quarters of that game.
He's the comeback kid.
It was more of like the Chargers left 9 points on the board by going for it literally every single fourth down that they had. And then the Chiefs were like, oh, we'll just do the same thing. And Patrick Mahomes sidearmed the shit out of that fourth down ball and missed by like 2 feet. I mean, we saw all over the league, like John Harbaugh going for 2 again, and then like all these people going for fourth down and getting stuffed. I think you need to dial it back now, because like when the Patriots are now punting the football on 4th and 2, I think they're like, yeah, we're done with this shit. Like something's up. Too many people are going for it on 4th down is my thing, and going for 2.
It's the trend.
It's a terrible trend.
It's the trend of the coaches that just like to go for it. Don't leave it all on the line.
And then they'll be packing their bags up in January and getting out of town and then just be like, well, was it worth it going for it on 4th down? Like this Chargers game, I think they went for it like 4 times and got stopped on all 4.
I mean, I could see it maybe 1 or 2 times a game if you absolutely need it, but 4 times sounds a bit ridiculous to me.
Yeah. Like,
I guess you don't trust your defense enough.
And, like, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, we don't want to give it to the other guy. They were 2 for 5 on 4th down on Thursday night, this past Thursday. And, like they have some deficiencies in defense that they need to solve over the offseason. And that was pretty clear and evident on that game-winning touchdown to Travis Kelce, where he just pretty much bobbed and weaved throughout the whole defense and scored that, like, 40-something-yard touchdown. But, I mean, if you're the Chargers, like, just take points against Kansas City. You're going to need them. If you can't stop them, just keep kicking points. They would have won, and it wouldn't have gotten to overtime if they kicked those field goals.
I didn't even realize that the Chiefs were 10-4. I thought they only had 6 or 7 wins.
Yeah, well, with New England losing on Saturday, they're the number one seed now in the AFC.
It's crazy.
And AFC, I still don't think they're the best team in the AFC. I think that's a nice little segue over to the Indianapolis Colts.
Best team?
Yeah. Right now they are. I mean, like, they are absolutely steamrolling teams. It was pretty much an ass kick. It was 20-0 at the end of the 3rd quarter. Then Jonathan Taylor broke out that 67-yard touchdown run. He is the MVP of the league, especially after what Tom Brady did on Sunday night. I mean, it's either you give it to Aaron Rodgers or you give it to Jonathan Taylor. It's one of those two guys.
So Derrick Henry goes out. And Jonathan Taylor goes off, and now he's the MVP.
I mean, like, it's just the way this season came out. I mean, it's probably going to end up being Aaron Rodgers, but, like, literally, Jonathan Taylor, 1,518 rushing yards and 17 touchdowns.
You think maybe most underrated running back in the league?
No, I think he's totally, like, top 2 right now. It's him and Derrick Henry 1 and 2. And what's crazy is that he wasn't a first-round guy either. He was taken, like, the 2nd round.
I mean, it's starting to be rare that we see all the first-round picks become successes in the NFL.
Henry was a 2nd-round pick.
Who?
Derrick Henry was a 2nd-round pick.
You don't need to be that first-round guy.
No.
But when you're built like Derrick Henry.
Jonathan Taylor is built different too. It's just he's a little bit shorter and just has crazy breakaway speed. Like, yeah, he's gonna break a lot of tackles.
Yeah, definitely a more explosive guy. Daniel Jones didn't play bad.
You mean Mac Jones? Daniel Jones is still in your head.
Shit, man. See, I'm a Giants fan. Daniel Jones didn't play bad. But I'll tell you what, it's Jonathan Taylor carrying that Colts team. I don't think it's really on Carson Wentz right now. I mean, I think that offensive line and the running game is what is holding the Colts team together. I still wouldn't say that they're the best team in the AFC, though. I can't say that.
Carson Wentz on Saturday,
5 for 12, 57 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. The whole game. That's his whole stat line.
That was pretty close to, I think, what Kirk Cousins had almost by the end of the game. I think when I saw, like, the third quarter, at the end of the third quarter, he only had, like, 70 yards, 74 yards, one touchdown.
Similar, yeah. 12 for 24, 87 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception.
Yeah, I and that was a snoozer of a game. And
that game sucked from the officiating just drove me bonkers in that Minnesota game. Scott Norvak is absolutely awful. Who throws an ejection on like a ticky-tacky late hit?
I think if they're the worst officiating crew in the NFL, I think they kind of just feed off that. You know, they're like, well, we're the worst, so let's just suck.
Like I said, like a month ago, I was like, they drive to the stadium thinking everyone's going to watch them officiate the game.
They want to be like, the center of attention.
Like straight up. I think I group texted you guys a text. Like the Vikings Bears draw the Scott Norvak crew for tonight's game. That's bad news for the Vikings. This crew has been one of the toughest of the NFL 17 crews on the road teams this season, slapping them with 92 penalties in 12 games that they have worked. I got to look up how many penalties that Minnesota had because it was like a lot.
Well, no one's going to talk about the score line or the stat line for anybody, but they will talk about the officiating. And yeah. I think that officiating went home happy like that.
Seven penalties, 54 yards on Minnesota, plus an ejection. And then Chicago had nine penalties for 91 yards.
How many challenge flags or how many flags do these refs for these refs must keep at least five or six challenge or penalty flags in their pocket.
Matt Nagy threw his challenge flag like he spiked it in front of the official and was yelling at him. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I mean, you get penalized so much, you're going to start to get fed up. Probably
right.
Kind of like how the Bears fans are fed up with Matt Nagy.
Yeah, he's totally gone. For, like, context, how many penalties that was, the Jaguars only had four penalties this past Sunday. Like, not even coming close to five.
Speaking of the worst team in the NFL, we both said it was the Texans. I mean, it might be the Jaguars.
Yeah, they hold the number one pick now.
Yep.
And it seems like with Urban Meyer getting fired, I mean, we ranted about Urban Meyer last week.
Yeah, old news. But it's about time.
But him kicking Lambeau was just like the cherry on top of that gorgeous, like, fired cake. It was incredible.
Dude, it's crazy how the guy's like a role model at Ohio State, and then he comes to the NFL. You realize how much of like a piece of shit he is.
Ant praised him like he was a god. Like, no one's going to come close to, like, Urban Meyer excellence.
At Ohio State, he gave you that perception. Like, he was never making headlines and news like he is now when he was the coach of the Jaguars. He just kind of flew under the radar unless he was out on the field coaching. But, I mean, as you see, he comes to the NFL, and it's like, wow, this guy's a piece of shit.
Well, I mean, like, he did call the whole coaching staff losers, and they didn't do much better. I mean, I guess they did a little bit better with their week one performance against the Texans.
I mean, yeah, you call your coaching staff losers, but I mean, you're a loser too, dude. I mean, you're the one, you're the ringleader. Like, you got to hold your coaches to higher standards.
You want to talk about another loser? Mike Tannenbaum on Get Up this morning on ESPN. He's one of the most ridiculous, like, take getters of all time. He used to be a former general manager of the New York Jets when it was the Rex Ryan era. But he was on Get Up this morning saying the Jacksonville Jaguars job is like the Golden State Warriors job when Steve Kerr took the job, and they just need someone to go. And he compared like Trevor Lawrence to Steph Curry, and then like Travis Etienne as like the Klay Thompson. I was like, this guy is out of his mind. And he was like, if they get the right coach in there, Jacksonville Jaguars can be Super Bowl contenders. I was like, get this guy out of here. Like, there's no way that Jacksonville is going to the Super Bowl after being the worst team ever. There's no one on that defensive side of the football besides Josh Allen 2.0.
I mean, you don't have a season like this to where you're projected to finish with only two or three wins and then flip it and immediately Super Bowl run next season. It doesn't happen like that. You build over time.
The only team that came close to that was the San Francisco 49ers when they went 4-12 and then they ended up going to the Super Bowl playing the Chiefs. But that was mainly because the 49ers literally had all their starters hurt. Like Nick Bosa, Jimmy Garoppolo, they didn't play in that 4-12 season. It was like CJ Beathard and a bunch of other guys.
Oh, wasn't that when they had different quarterbacks?
Yeah. Nick Mullins was one of them.
Yeah, Nick Mullins had a couple good games, and then he started not playing as great, and now he's playing for the Browns.
Well, he was on the Eagles in the preseason, and then I guess they cut him.
Well, now it's the Minshew mania over there.
Oh, man, Garrett Gilbert just threw an interception. It's not – Washington started off strong, and then now it's it looks like it's all Philly.
I hope Washington wins. I can't stand Philly or Dallas.
No. Speaking of, like, bad teams, I don't think you could put Detroit in as a bad team anymore. They beat the living shit out of the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, it was a straight-up ass-kicking.
Yeah, what the hell?
The Cardinals' first road loss of the season comes in the hands of the Detroit Lions, where PSAC, like, I played against Craig Reynolds. He dominated, like, 26 carries, 122 rushing yards, and then Jared Goff, 21 for 26, 216 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I mean, like, are the Cards, like, the most fraudulent team ever when it comes to November and December? They just cannot win and clinch playoff games. I think the stat was they are 0-4 in playoff clinching games in the past two or three years.
That's crazy, and they have such a standout season where they look damn near unbeatable.
They already hit their season win total. Like, they already hit the over on that. I already cashed on that. And they have just been, like, DeAndre Hopkins goes on IR, and Kyler just looked out of sync. A.J. Green was trying to make plays, but he definitely wasn't A.J. Green. And, I mean, they just look bad, especially against Detroit. Detroit, who got their ass kicked by the Broncos the week before.
It's any given Sunday, all I can say. I mean, the Detroit Lions, their season's over. Now, I guess it's just put on a show and try and look as good as you can to finish the season out. Because clearly they don't care about draft picks like the Jaguars do right now. So they're going to fight for the second worst team in the NFL.
Well, I think the Detroit Lions could definitely pick up two more wins. Here's the rest of their games. They got at the Falcons this upcoming week. They could totally win that game. Then they go to the road at Seattle. Maybe they lose that one. And then they finish the regular season at home versus the Green Bay Packers, who are probably going to clinch everything up, like the one seed and everything by then, and they might just rest their guys. Like, Detroit might get 3 straight wins. Am I crazy for saying that? Like, finish 5-11-1?
Well, with the injuries going around and COVID going around now, it wouldn't surprise me, depending on who's playing, if Detroit wins the rest of their games, especially the last one against Green Bay. They probably will win because Green Bay's probably going to sit all their starters. Speaking and Detroit will probably play all their starters.
Yeah. Speaking of Green Bay, though, I mean, it is clear and abundant that they are the best team.
I really don't see any other team that's been as consistent as them. Granted, the Green Bay Packers field goal kicker sucks.
Mason Crosby, yeah, it feels like he's like old man Adam Vinatieri out there. Like, his time is coming
for sure. Yeah. You could tell his time has come in the league, because he's missed a lot of easy ones. But I can't really argue that point. I mean, because the Packers have been the most dominant team, and it doesn't seem like anybody could stop them, even with the pretty depleted offense. So,
I mean, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams is special. I just looked at, like, looking ahead for 2022, because that's currently where I am as a Broncos fan. Like, the loss to Cincinnati was pretty gut-wrenching when Teddy Bridgewater got, like, knocked out. And we unfortunately saw a lot of guys getting KO'd and, like, carted off in the locker room and stuff. But back to the Packers-Ravens game. Obviously, Jim Harbaugh going for 2 was a big decision. And kind of cost them again. Like, the Ravens are just addicted for going for 2 for the win. with like 30 seconds left and just like not kick it and send it to overtime. I don't know what's going on with John Harbaugh, but Tyler Huntley
just says F it. I got Lamar.
Well, it wasn't even Lamar in this game. It was Tyler Huntley who balled out. And like he had two passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns. He's the only quarterback in Ravens franchise history that accomplished that. 28 for 40, 215, two passing touchdowns. Wasn't bad.
Got through a lot of passes.
Yeah. And he was the guy at Utah too. But I don't know if Lamar just has that bad ankle injury. I mean, they came close to beating Green Bay. They got a big game with the Bengals this upcoming week. They could do it.
It's so hard to judge now at this time of the season because there are so many injuries.
You can tell which teams are folding and which teams are not. Like, you can tell that the Panthers are absolutely folding. Like, they are garbage.
There's no chemistry on that team at all. They don't even know who the starter is going to be next week because I think they're already sick of Cam Newton. So,
dude, Cam Newton looked awful. Like, he looked like New England Patriot Cam Newton on Sunday.
Like, what the hell, Cam? I mean, you give us a good show when you first came back with the Panthers, and now it's back to typical Cam Newton. Can't figure out how to win a football game.
He still has yet to win a game with the Carolina Panthers in 12 straight games. Like, it has been that long. I think he hasn't won a game in, like, over 1,000. Like, back to 2018. That's how far you're going.
That's a good stat line for Cam. Just as good as the stat line has Ben Roethlisberger not losing a game whenever a Spider-Man movie comes out.
How about that, yeah? These Steelers just won't go away.
Apparently they should come out with a new Spider-Man every week. Then they probably, they never lose.
Well, it was home games. That's the thing. It's like, I got to find that stat again. It's an absurd stat that was going around. And it's just like, why is this even a thing?
It's like, because they're so freaking desperate for a stat line.
Ben Roethlisberger has never lost his first home game after a live-action movie starring Spider-Man is revealed. That is absolutely absurd. 2004, 2007, 2012, 2014, 2017, 2019, and 2021.
Like, what goes into that? Like, how much time do these people have on their hands?
I mean, these researchers are going far and beyond just looking for any clear advantage that's better for them.
They're digging deep. They're digging for fossils.
Speaking of which, like, is Tennessee about to fall out of the playoffs? I know they're, like, all banged up and everything, too, but, like, Dante Foreman's doing a good job, like, stepping in for Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill is, like, okay-ish. I get they don't have A.J. Brown or Julio Jones. Julio Jones went out with a hamstring injury early. But, like, it seems like Tennessee is just, after having that great, like, mid-season start in, like, October of just beating the Rams, beating all these top-tier teams, they're now kind of falling flat. They lost three of the last four games. I don't know what they do if they do make it. Here's the rest of their schedule. They play Thursday against the 49ers. That's going to be a tough game. Then they got to play the Dolphins at home. Dolphins have won six in a row. And then they got to finish home at the Texans, which should be pretty easy. But still, it's like they could finish 10-7 and miss the playoffs.
I mean, the 49ers just had a big win against the Falcons. Dolphins winning six straight is a pretty impressive stat line. They're now sitting at 7-7.
They had a dogfight with the Jets on Sunday, though. It was a pretty back-and-forth game.
Freaking Jets still hanging around, still trying to win games.
Do is have some positivity, right, going into next year?
Or some imagination, yeah.
Imagination. We'll get a new GM in there or something like that, right?
Something. So maybe change the team name, Jetlags. Oh.
Mets 2.0. But back to Tennessee, like, right now Baltimore's out of the playoff picture. It's that tough in the AFC right now when it comes to all of these playoff teams. Like, everyone has pretty much the same identical record. The Patriots have the AFC East. The Kansas City Chiefs, we already talked about, they're ahead in the AFC West. Tennessee Titans are ahead in the AFC South. The Bengals are ahead in the AFC North. Then all these wildcard teams are, like, one game within each other. The Colts at in the fifth seed, the Chargers in the sixth seed, the Bills in the seventh seed, and then it's Ravens, Steelers, Raiders, Dolphins, Browns, and Broncos, all like on the outside looking in, all just a game back.
I think right now the Ravens still have the best shot. If Lamar comes back and John Harbaugh stops doing this crazy shit on fourth down, I think they still have the best shot to get in. And the Bills, man, the Bills that's a tough race too between the Colts, Chargers, and Bills. I mean, right now the Colts are on fire and the Chargers and Bills are kind of like, eh, they might show up, they might not. That's and it's definitely possible Tennessee loses out.
It certainly is. Like, I could have named like two of those losses, and then Indianapolis just absolutely jumps in. Indy's got a pretty easy schedule ahead of them, I think, too. Yeah, they play at the Cardinals on Christmas Day. With the way the Cardinals look against the Lions, I think Indianapolis is going to run all over them. Then you got the Colts have the Raiders, and then at the Jaguars. They're going to win out, in my opinion. They're totally winning out.
Yeah, they definitely don't have the hardest schedule. Makes it a little bit easier for them that DeAndre Hopkins is out for the Cardinals. And the Raiders and Jaguars are just totally fucked this season, I think. So I could see the Colts finishing.
It's 11-6.
11-6. I'm used to 10-6.
I know. Can everyone just tie so that way we can revert back to like the records that we all know and love? Like, just tie the last week of the season besides Detroit. Detroit and Pittsburgh have already done that. They already got the tie out of the way. Let's just get everyone to tie so that way we can say all of the records right.
Yeah, could you imagine the whole league tied?
I think Twitter would explode.
I think the internet would explode.
The NFL community cannot deal with everyone tying and then Jake Paul just knocking out everybody. Do you see that knockout, by the way? Absolutely vicious.
Why did he drop his hands?
Trying to block a body shot.
He wasn't winding up for a body shot.
Are you trying to say it's scripted?
I don't know. I'm just trying to say there's a lot of money in the fight, so you never know.
Those fighters are so bad that they can't script an actual boxing match. That was my take.
I just want to see Jake Paul fight a real fighter, not a guy that's retired or out of shape.
I'm sure he's going to.
A lot of people have called him out, but he hasn't responded. So I want to see
follow him fight the money and run.
Oh yeah, follow the money. Fight a real fighter. Get knocked out. You know
what? Oops. What if he fights Jorge Masvidal?
I hope he does. Somebody
offered $5 million to him. If I'm Jorge Masvidal, I'm taking that. You can't get that in the UFC anymore.
No, I'm taking it too. But what do you have to lose?
One more thing, and then we'll talk about the next week. The Buccaneers getting shut out by the Saints on a 9-0 game.
Well,
I know they had Fournette out, Chris Godwin out, Mike Evans out, but putting up an absolute goose egg to the Saints. I think the Saints owned the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the regular season.
Maybe Tom Brady just doesn't give a shit.
You think he's just saving it all for the playoffs?
I just don't think he gives a shit. He's like, you know what? Screw it. My starters are out. It is what it is. I'm just going to kind of fling the ball around and whatever happens, happens tonight.
All of his receivers, in fairness to him, were dropping the ball. Like a lot of drops in that game.
That should be marked against the receiver, not the quarterback. If it's a catchable ball and you drop it, that shouldn't be an incompletion on the quarterback's part.
You know who signed with them today?
Yeah. Our boy, Le'Veon Bell.
How come Todd Gurley hasn't gotten a contract yet?
I don't know. I mean, if you're going to take a shot on Le'Veon Bell, you might as well just take a shot on Todd Gurley too. Granted, he's got that bad knee. Why not just take a shot? I mean, crud, you still got Christian McCaffrey in the league.
But I think we already know who Le'Veon Bell is. You know what I mean? Like, he's had multiple shots to come back. Todd Gurley literally just got cut and then never had a person reach out for a contract or anything. He went to the Falcons and had a bunch of rushing touchdowns. And then this year, everyone's just like, nah, we're good. Like, not even for like one game.
Yeah, that is strange. That's definitely strange.
Speaking of strange, is that the Saints, as bad as they've been, they're 7-7. That's like they wild. Could sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, but that's mind blowing.
Like I think Taysom Hill is not a good quarterback, but he's just good enough to like their defense is good enough for them to win games, is what I'm trying to say. I don't think he's a good quarterback. Like you could run the triple option with him. You could totally just like give the ball to Kamara with him, but you're not winning a passing attack game with him.
Well, that's why they only got 9 points.
I'm just still in awe that like either the Saints defense is really good or that those injuries really affected the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl as like Vegas thought for like a bunch of times. We talked about it like the past few weeks that Vegas kept putting them as the Super Bowl favorites. I think they're coming back down to earth on that now, but they just need one win for the rest of the season to lock up that NFC South title. But are they beating the Dallas Cowboys or the Green Bay Packers or even the 49ers or the Rams? I don't think so.
I think they could.
Godwin being out. I mean, like, Godwin being out is massive.
I think they could still beat the Rams and the 49ers. Cardinals, maybe. Cowboys, maybe. Packers, probably not. I think the Packers are too strong of a team.
Look, this is it for Green Bay. Like, if they don't win it this year, it's very disappointing. Like, just write them off. And then if you're Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, you definitely leave that team.
Yeah, you leave that team and you go to Florida.
Go to who, though? Miami?
I mean, you might as well. I mean, Tom Brady and Gronkowski are down here or in Tampa. So, you know, if you're Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams,
party on South Beach.
Yeah.
How much you think Bobby would freak out over that if Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams went down to the Miami Dolphins?
I think if Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams went to the Dolphins, he'd probably get a custom jersey made and combine both of their names on the back and combine both numbers.
He'd probably forget who Tua was.
Oh, yeah. He'd like, say, hey, Tua who?
Yeah, exactly. Be like, we didn't draft Tua. Whatever.
We got Rodgers, baby.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater getting knocked out. Bengals won like basically a nail fight with the Broncos. It was a street fight. It was 15-10 to reclaim the AFC North. But that's pretty much it. Is there anything else you want from week 15?
I think that's it. On to the next, sir.
All right, the best running backs in the NFL are Cordell Patterson and Deebo Samuel, by the way.
You say the best running backs?
Yeah.
Well, the best – they're gonna create a special position for the WRB.
The flex is actually going to be in the NFL.
Yeah, you're going to have your flex position on the field.
He's had a – Deebo Samuel has had a rushing touchdowns in, like, the past four games he's played.
They need it's a running absurd. Back.
But they got Jeff Wilson Jr. and Elijah Mitchell who've been doing awesome.
Now they need Mostert back.
You know, they could get Todd Gurley.
They could. They could have taken a shot on him.
All right, week 16. We're already this far into the NFL season. It's coming pretty close. Actually, we're going to have an extra week this year. But it starts on Thursday, 49ers at the Titans. That's going to be a good game. Saturday on Christmas Day, Browns at the Packers, Colts at the Cardinals. And then Sunday, we got the Lions at the Falcons, Ravens at the Bengals, Rams at the Vikings, Bills at the Patriots, Jaguars at the Jets, Giants at the Eagles, Buccaneers at the Panthers, Chargers at the Texans, Bears at the Seahawks, Steelers at the Chiefs, Broncos at the Raiders, Washington at the Cowboys, and then Monday night is the Dolphins at the Saints.
Best game, hands down, Colts and Cardinals. Then the next best game is the Niners-Titans.
I think Bills and Patriots is, like, up there, too. Dude, Rams and Vikings might be an absolute shootout. Like, there might be a million points in that game.
Yeah, unless Kirk Cousins wants to throw it to the opposing team.
Well, it's not prime time, so he does better when it's not prime time. He does better when it's the 1 o'clock window.
Doesn't like the lights on him.
Nah. It's crazy how the Lions' two wins are against the Vikings and the Cardinals, teams above 500.
That's usually how it is. That's usually how these shitty teams win.
Well, like the Texans, like three of their wins have been, or two of their three wins have been coming from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
So they've owned the Jaguars.
But I mean, like Steelers and the Chiefs is interesting too. It's because the Steelers just won't die. So I'm expecting this to be like a 19-17 game in like the fourth quarter.
It wouldn't surprise me if the Steelers win that game. Even though I don't think they would, I don't think they will win. But I would not be surprised if I saw the stat pop up across the bottom of my TV screen. I'd be like, not
they're
impressed.
The most like anti-analytic team when it comes to like judging who the good teams are. Like you see the Steelers and you're like, oh, they don't have a good offensive line. Their defense is okay. J.J. Watt's good, but the rest of the defense is eh. Ben Roethlisberger can't throw a football. Then you look at the record, they're like 7-6-1, and you're like, huh? They have a winning record? Like, it's not possible.
I'm not sure how that happened.
Like, they tie with the Lions, and then they just win these football games that no one expects them to win. But I don't know. What do you think of Bills Patriots Part 2? It should, for weather forecast wise, it's going to be sunny and 41 on Sunday in Foxborough. So we're not going to have a crazy wind game like we did on Monday night a couple weeks ago.
Weather, unfortunately, won't be the same. I think that's what makes the game. Man, definitely going to be a shootout, even though the weather's going to be clear. But I think the Bills win this game.
I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills, too. I think these teams are going to split. But Buffalo just needs to figure out who the hell is going to be running the football. Because Josh Allen, he clearly looked hurt when he was running the football against the Panthers. And, like, that offensive and defensive lines are still getting beat up front. I just, like, as much as I like the Bills to win the Super Bowl and go to the Super Bowl this year, I don't think they're going to. Like, they're just not physical.
They're not as physical as their fans are that jump off the roofs and go through tables.
Sign some of them. Why not? Have, like, tryouts.
Right.
Did you see that the Panthers kicker in pregame warmups? I think his name was Zane Gonzalez. He pulled his hamstring. So Carolina didn't have a kicker. So, like, during the pregame warmups, like, the rest of it, they were, like, trying out everyone else to see who can kick a football. Like, P.J. Walker was up there kicking footballs. They had a couple wide receivers, like, taking kickoffs. And it was phenomenal to watch, like, some of these guys just, like, try to kick a football. And it would look be, like, the ugliest kick you will ever see.
So who'd they ultimately have kicked the ball?
I think they just went for two. And I don't know who did the kickoffs. I think it was just, like, swib kicks or whatever. I think they had their punter kick the footballs.
That's crazy.
But could you imagine that just like one game a year, like a team just doesn't have their kicker and they just have opening tryouts to see who their kicker is going to be for that day.
At that point, just start trying the fans out.
Exactly. Line it up like it's the Philadelphia Eagles and Invincible and Mark Wahlberg is going to make the team like be the kicker for the Eagles.
I mean, try the fans out and then have a uniform made up and give them some cleats.
You know what they need to do? They need to have like an emergency kick. Like, you know how the NHL has emergency goalies?
Emergency kickers?
Emergency kickers, yeah. So like there's like one guy who's just like working at the stadium and he's just like an emergency kicker on standby for like if one of the opposing kickers like pulls his hamstring or whatever. Like, I think that'd be awesome.
That'd be pretty funny. But what do you pay him?
If he plays, he gets a game check. Has no like team affiliation. He can just throw on a uniform and get ready to go, you know?
How much does he get? Like per kick?
I don't know. Maybe like $100,000 for a game. $50,000 bonus if he gets the game winner. I don't know.
Solid gig, except you probably would only get called up once a year.
Hey, I think it's worth it though.
Yeah, that's all you need. You got the 100K, and then if you get lucky enough to kick that game winner, you got your 150. That's your salary for the year.
Ravens at the Bengals. This is going to be for the AFC North lead. Who wins this one? This is a very important game when it comes to playoff decisions. I'm going to go with Cincy at home, -2.5.
I'm going to go with the Bengals, too. John Harbaugh stopped going for two. Is Lamar projected to be back for this game?
I don't know. Maybe or maybe not. But, like, Tyler Huntley played pretty good. That I wouldn't be surprised if they just sat Lamar and just had Huntley go.
Bengals are my safe pick.
Yeah, the Bengals are that kind of team where, you know, people just look at them. They're like, oh, yeah, they're good with Joe Burrow and everything, but they're not that good, you know?
They're good, but they're not great.
No. All right, who's your pick of the week?
I'm going to go Colts over 49ers or over Cardinals.
Damn, that was my pick, too.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me either if the Texans beat the Chargers.
Dude, it honestly wouldn't.
The way the Chargers have been playing, I mean, and the fact that the Texans won a game against the Jaguars again, wouldn't surprise me.
Well, honestly, like, it wouldn't. Like, I know we talked about the Steelers, but the Chiefs have been dealing with some COVID problems too. Like Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, they got put on the COVID list this morning.
I think the NFL is just trying to, like, take out all the good players so all these, like, second, third string guys get a chance.
Sign more checks and contracts and shit.
Yeah, but it forces the veterans and the good players out because they keep getting hurt and sick all the time. So now they cut these guys and then they just pay the backups less money. So they're so much more salary cap. It's all a scheme, dude.
All right, my pick of the week is going to be the Vikings over the Rams. I think the Vikings are going to be the shocker team and win out and make the playoffs.
The Vikings?
Yep.
I mean, I think Kirk Cousins is colorblind, but all right.
Well, like, the Rams are going to wear those terrible bone white uniforms, so he'll be able to decipher the difference between a white uniform and a purple one.
Ah, he couldn't with the Bears.
Well, the Bears were wearing white, and they were on the road. So, like, that kind of makes sense to how, like, Kirk Cousins could struggle there.
He's colorblind, dude.
I'm just saying he was on the road. They weren't wearing white. Maybe he thought, like, oh, we're on the road. I'm going to throw it to the white team. Like, simple, like, mistake made by Kirk Cousins. Like, I don't think Kirk Cousins is a terrible quarterback. I don't think he's a good quarterback. I think he's, like, somewhere in the middle to where, like, we could win games with him. Yeah,
we could win a game, but no, he ain't taking us to the Super Bowl. We're okay with that.
But, like, it goes back to my point I made, like, a month or two ago, is that the Vikings can beat everybody and lose to everybody. And I think this is going to be one of those weeks where they end up, like, being impressive and, like, beat the Rams, and everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, the Vikings are good, yeah, and then just drop an absolute stinker to the Green Bay Packers the following week. Like, that's their recipe. That's how they love to do things in Minnesota.
Big upset. Big upset. Vikings beat the Packers.
All right, anything else?
Jaguars, Jets, best game in the week.
Oh, that's going to be awful. I think Jets win that game, though.
I don't know.
Or Jaguars could.
Looking for a comeback. Jaguars looking for a comeback.
Start Trevor Lawrence in the fantasy playoffs this week against the Jets defense.
Must be nice to be in playoffs.
I had a bye week this week. I'm so fortunate. Because, like, man, so many teams got hit hard with all the COVID stuff.
My whole roster out, IR, COVID, injured. But I'm 4-9. I'm done anyway.
You're fighting for the consolation prize, right?
No,
the consolation bracket.
No, I already lost in the losers league. Yeah, so I'm done.
Cooper Kupp, by the way, 2 touchdowns with Matthew Stafford. They just completed a 29-yard pass. So once again, Cooper Kupp, 9 receptions, 136 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Wish I could watch that game right now.
I kind of don't. I feel like the Seahawks are just ass.
They are ass.
I mean, Gerald Everett is leading them in receiving yards with four catches and 60 yards. I don't know. Something about the Seahawks is like, oh, yeah, they're going to be so explosive. This should be a fireworks game. And then they only put up like 10 points per game. This is why Russell Wilson needs to leave Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, I think either that or Pete Carroll got to go.
Well, I think Pete Carroll's a done deal. Like, at the end of the season, I think he's going to go. I mean, they are so bad.
Did they clean house?
Probably. I don't know. I feel like they just hired a GM.
I mean, I think they have enough talent on the offense, but I just think they're getting tired of listening to Pete Carroll, and they definitely need to draft better defense.
Yeah, for sure. All right. That's going to do it for this week's NFL Weekly Drive. That was Brandon. I'm Wes. We'll see you next week for week 16. That's the show. We're out of here.
Peace.